It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Thursday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. A lot of harness racing actually took place yesterday and last evening throughout the state, with a lot of familiar names doing well. We'll start off with the races at Knoxville that got pushed back a day due to weather. What You Won't Do for Love won the two-year-old pace race as driver Casey Leonard and trainer Terry Leonard brought home the victory there, just edging in a photo finish, smoking them some stars as it was tight to the end, but the win for What You Wouldn't Do for Love and driver Casey Leonard, trainer Terry Leonard. In race two, the two-year-old filly Trot, it was Broadway and Lou picking up the victory pretty handily for trainer driver Stephen Searley. And Lou's Transporter got the win in race three in the two-year-old Colt Trot race as Casey Leonard was the driver for trainer Stephen Searley. And race four at Knoxville to Frontier Fantasy for driver Jamaica Patton. He is also trains Frontier Fantasy as they got the win in a photo finish over Truly a Winner in a tight race there with Captain's Magic right there for third as well. In the three-year-old Colt Pace race, it was He's a Dark Shark getting the win for driver Matthew Avenetti and trainer Kevin Miller, as that horse has done well this summer. Hopes DeVee picked up the win for Demarius Wakefield, the driver, and Roshan Trigg, the trainer, in the three-year-old trot race at Knoxville in race number six. Race number seven went the free-for-all pace race was a photo finish win for Minnie Vinny and for Colton Hauser, the driver, and Curtis Carey, the trainer, just ahead of Stellar BB at the line. In the three-year-old and up trot filly mare division, it was another tight finish. Lolita got the win for Casey Leonard and Stephen Searley, the trainer, while Fox Valley Jesse was just behind for Walter Holmes III and trainer Jamaica Patton. In the final race of the day, the three-year-old and up trot went to Nimble Trimble for Orville Brockhorse, the driver and trainer of Nimble Trimble. Then, racing last night at Carmi. They got underway around 5 o'clock, and a True Trevor picked up the win for Wachavian Carter and trainer Roshan Trigg and the 2-year-old filly Pace to start things. It was a tight win over Smile Eraser. Illini Game Day continued its winning ways in the 2-year-old Colton Gelding Pace for driver Wyatt Avenetti and trainer Kevin Miller, as Illini Game Day picked up another win this summer at Carmi. In the third race, the 2-year-old filly Trot, it was Fox Valley Cassidy for driver Marcus Detweiler. He also trains the winner there as they picked up the win in race three. Race four, the 2-year-old Colt Gelding Trot to Toe Nader for Dennis Gardner, the driver and trainer of Toe Nader. It was Fox Valley Layla and the 3-year-old filly Pace picking up the victory for Wyatt Avenetti at the driving and trainer Kevin Miller. In race six, the 3-year-old Colt Gelding Pace division, Life Turns for Albert Player, the driver, and Tony Kimbrough, the trainer, there for Life Turns. The 3-year-old Colt Gelding Pace division two went to RK's Captain for Archie Buford, the driver, and trainer, Stan Swisher. In race eight, it was Shady Maple Becky getting the win for driver Marcus Detweiler, and he also trains in the 3-year-old filly Trot. And in the 3-year-old Colt Gelding Trot, it was Shady Maple Becker who got the win for driver Wyatt Avenetti and trainer David Avenetti. In race 10 at Carmi, Ballard Freddy picked up the win for driver Archie Buford and trainer Archie Buford with a tight win over for the ladies' man. And rounding out the day, it was Vertical Speed for Wyatt Avenetti, the driver, trainer Kevin Miller, in the 3-year-old pace race there at Carmi. So 20 total races throughout the state in harness racing action yesterday. In baseball, At the major league level, the Minnesota Twins scored a pair of first-inning runs for the second straight game and picked up another win over the Cubs by a score of 4-2 last night. Cubs starter Cade Horton didn't make it through the fifth inning as he surrendered four runs on six hits. It's the third time in his last four starts that he failed to complete five innings for the Cubs. Colin Ray will pitch the final series, the finale, in the series for the Cubs, while Minnesota counters with Chris Paddock. That game scheduled to get underway at 12:10 today. Meanwhile, for St. Louis, they took it on the chin last night as the Washington Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-2. For Miguel Cairo, the interim manager now for Washington, giving him his first win of the season as the former Cardinal player picked up the coaching victory. Andre Pallante worked six innings, but he gave up seven runs on eight hits with a walk and a strikeout. Mason Wynn did have three hits to highlight the Cardinals' offense, but again, they fell to Washington by a score of 8-2. That series finale coming up tonight, it'll be Michael Soroka taking the mound against Miles Michaelis this evening at 6:45. Quick look at today's schedule at the Effingham Park District at the Small Fry League. Gene A. Nickham Field, Team 1 and Team 4 at 5:30, Team 6 and Team 2 at 7. Prep League action at Evergreen Baseball Diamond. It's Effingham Veterinary Clinic versus Mid-Illinois Concrete at 5:30, followed by Effingham Asphalt and Dietrich PD at 7:30 tonight. That's a check of sports on this Thursday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.